Previously on Adventures in Odyssey.
I've come to believe that my life's work will be college related.
Meaning that you want a career with the college?
Precisely.
Help! He's unconscious!
Good heavens!
He just fell out of the imagination station.
His name is Malachi.
Is he crazy?
I've come as a messenger.
I'm an angel.
Oh! Be careful.
It's a necklace. It's... Oh my.
It belonged to that kid who died?
My son, yes.
The necklace is only the start. You'll have to dig for the rest.
Dig?
Now, don't do anything rash, Tom.
No harm digging around. Come on, Whit.
Malachi? He's not here.
Do you think he'll try to come back?
I don't know. Should we call the police? Let's just wait to see what happens.
Oh, Jason.
Well, it's about time somebody showed up.
Sorry, we should have called you. It's been a wild morning.
You're telling me. The shop was closed up, but all these displays were turned on.
Yeah, that's because...
And the imagination station isn't working.
That's because...
It's stuck on the hide-and-seek program, and I can't seem to reset it.
Well, that's because... Are you really finished?
Uh-huh. Why?
Because I have to tell you about Malachi, that's why.
Malachi? Okay, maybe you better tell me about it.
That's what I've been trying to do! See, Eugene and I came in this morning and found an unconscious man in the imagination station. And so we called an ambulance and took him to the hospital. And Dr. Cole said he was fine. And then this guy, Malachi, asked for your dad by name. And your dad went in to talk to him and then came out acting really strange and said the man might need psychiatric help. And then the man disappeared and your dad's been acting weird ever since.
Oh.
Oh? That's all? Oh?
Well, he must have been some kind of vagrant, that's all.
No, not the way he was dressed.
Okay, how was he dressed?
In a really nice suit.
Well, there's a well-dressed vagrant.
Well, I think it's more mysterious than just that. He obviously upset your father.
Okay, he's a well-dressed and upsetting vagrant. Look, I know he's not a thief.
He's not?
No, when I came in and no one was here, I had to look around just to make sure everything was all right. And it was. Except that the back door was unlocked and the imagination station was acting up.
The back door was unlocked?
Uh-huh.
But Eugene and I came in through the front door this morning.
There you go. He must have wandered in through the back door, found the imagination station, and got into it. Where's my dad now?
Oh, he went to Tom's. You know, you're being awfully cool about this.
Well, there's no reason to get all worked up. At the moment, I'm trying to figure out what the guy did to the imagination station. It's stuck on the scene where the angel tells Mary that she's pregnant with Jesus. I can't figure this thing out. Eugene will have to fix it. Where is he?
Oh, he has an interview with a dean at the college about a full-time job.
Oh. Well, then we'll just have to shut the machine down till he comes back, or my dad shows up.
Jason.
Huh?
You seem kind of irritable this morning. Is everything okay?
Yeah, everything's fine. I'm just feeling a little, I don't know, restless, I guess.
Restless?
Yeah. I came in this morning and suddenly realized that there were a lot of other places I'd rather be.
Oh, like where?
I have no idea. Don't you ever feel restless sometimes?
Well, yeah, but that's because I'm trying to decide whether to work full-time for a while or start college.
Oh. Well, I'm sure you'll make the right choice. Look, I'll be in the office for a bit if anything comes up, okay?
Okay. Well, thanks for the chat!
Come on. There we go. Well, that's enough of the floorboards.
Uh-huh.
I'll have room to dig here where I found Timmy's necklace.
Oh. Oh, you know, Tom, it's possible that Malachi is out of his mind or, well, simply trying to con us for some reason.
What if he is who he says he is?
An angel?
Well, we talk about him. We say we believe in him. But what do we do when one shows up?
Well... I don't think we're wrong to want proof, you know, a sign of some sort. The Bible tells us to test spirits.
Well, that's what I'm doing right now. Now, if we dig and don't find anything, then we can tell him to get lost.
Mm.
But if there's something here, something about my Timmy, don't you see, Whit? Finding that necklace made me feel something I haven't felt in a long while.
What?
Excitement. Wait, Whit?
Did you find something?
I think so.
Oh, well, that didn't take long.
Well, if Timmy buried something, he wouldn't have dug very deep. It's a metal box.
Huh.
Well, I'll be...
Oh, what is it? A banker's box?
Uh-huh. It belonged to my father. I gave it to Timmy to store things in. I'd forgotten all about it. Well, let's hope it's not locked. Good.
Well?
Oh, my.
What's in it?
A boy's treasure. Some marbles. A few stamps he was collecting. His pocket knife.
Oh.
Oh, I kept wondering about this.
A picture?
A photo of me and his mother. I had no idea.
But what's that book?
Hmm? Oh, I don't know. It's a diary.
Oh.
Timmy kept a diary and I didn't know.
So, this is what Malachi said to dig for.
It has to be. It's his diary, Whit.
Ah. Well, Tom, I'll leave you with your newfound treasure.
Katrina!
Hi.
What are you doing here? I thought you were assisting in Holstein's books while I was in classes.
Well, I took off for lunch. I wanted to see how your interview with the dean went.
Oh, well, it was adequate, I suppose.
Adequate?
Uh-huh.
Well, didn't he offer you a job?
Well, not exactly. He said he wanted to consider my application further and would like to meet with me tomorrow.
Consider your application further?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's to consider? You've been a student and part-time employee in various capacities for ages. I mean, what could he need to consider?
Oh, well, I'm not sure.
Well, didn't you ask?
No, it didn't seem appropriate.
Oh, Eugene.
Yes?
Why don't you stick up for yourself more?
What do you mean?
Well, you should have reminded him of all the work you've done for the college. It's not unreasonable for you to assert your expectations, all things considered. I think you have to be more aggressive.
Oh, well, I saw no point in being aggressive at this particular meeting.
Well, you never see a point in being aggressive.
Well, I disagree. I can be aggressive when the situation demands it.
Oh, really? For example?
Well, you know, if there were a big meteor heading towards Earth. And...
Right. Any other examples?
Specific that actually happened?
Yes, I'm only saying, Eugene, very funny, that you have to be more aggressive. A rollover and play dead attitude won't get you anywhere.
Wait a minute, rollover and play dead? I believe that's an unfair euphemism.
Oh, do you? Do you want me to give you a list of examples?
Yes.
Oh,
no,
well,
no, not really.
Okay.
I appreciate you bringing it up when I'm feeling discouraged, though.
I'm sorry, Eugene. I don't mean to be insensitive. I'm only thinking of our future. You know, my dad says
Katrina,
that
Katrina, wait. It won't help for me if you quote your father. He's a lion, a tiger.
Yes.
In fact, choose the most aggressive species you can think of, and that's your father.
The king of the jungle.
Very well. He eats people and their multi-million dollar contracts for lunch, and then uses someone like me as a toothpick.
Huh?
I am not your father.
I know you are not my father, but it wouldn't hurt to learn one or two things from him.
Oh, his aggressive nature, for example?
Well, something like that. It's unfair for the dean to put you off this way. I have to go to Holstein's now.
Is it really necessary for you to work while you're visiting me?
Oh, Eugene, I promised Mr. Holstein I would help out when I'm in town. And unless you get a full-time job, we need the money. I will talk to you later.
Yes, of course. Later. Ah, greetings, Jack. Joanne.
Oh. Hello, Eugene.
Hi, Eugene. I'm just making tea. Would you like some?
If it's no trouble.
Oh, not at all.
What brings you here?
Well, I was just passing by on my way back to Wits End, and I thought I'd stop in to say hello.
Hello, that's nice.
Hello.
I heard you had some excitement there this morning.
Oh, how'd you hear about that?
How else?
Connie phoned.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
She thinks it's all terribly mysterious. Here's your tea.
Oh, thank you. Well, I believe Connie has been reading too many gothic romances. Handsome strangers, unexplained appearances.
Nice suits.
Uh-huh.
You're not intrigued?
Well, I was, but... more pressing matters have come to the fore.
Like what?
Well, I had an interview with one of the deans at the college and a proverbial tiff with Katrina afterwards.
Uh-oh.
It must be a day for tiffs.
Really? You two as well?
Well, you tell us about your tiff, and we'll tell you about ours.
All right. In summation, the dean wants to give more consideration to my role at the college, and Katrina believes I should be far more aggressive in my dealings with him.
And you don't agree?
Well, I agree that it is unfortunate that the dean doesn't instantaneously appreciate my contributions to the college, and I suppose I could be more aggressive in how I present myself, but I know what Katrina truly expects.
What?
She expects me to be more like your father.
Hmm.
Am I wrong, Joanne?
Well, it's not unusual for girls to look for their father's attributes in the man they want to marry. And sometimes the engagement period brings that out more than ever.
But I'm not her father, and to be candid, I don't wish to be.
Did you tell her so?
Well, yes, but I don't think she understands.
You two have been doing some premarital counseling. Can you talk about it there?
Well, our counseling has been difficult because of the distance. Katrina comes to visit only every couple of weeks, and the time is short and precious when she's here. And when these kinds of conflicts come up, we're hard-pressed to deal with them effectively.
I know.
Yes.
Might I inquire as to whether our tiff is connected to your tiff?
It is.
I got a call from the missions board this morning. They need me to go to Azerbaijan to help with a struggling mission there.
And you don't want to go?
Actually, Eugene, I don't want her to go.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm getting very tired of all her traveling. The time away wears on us.
Well, I thought your plan was to travel together.
We thought when we got married that we could, but the shop has been doing so well, and we can't simply leave it, so we're at odds about what to do.
I'd like her to resign with the missions board.
And I feel a certain amount of duty to them. I hate to leave them in the lurch.
Let me see if this customer needs help.
Mr. Allen.
What?
It's he.
He who?
The stranger we found at the Imagination Station this morning.
Oh, he is handsome.
Act natural.
As opposed to what?
Hello, Jack.
Hi.
What a lovely shop you have here.
Thank you, sir. Are you looking for anything in particular?
Yes, something related to time, perhaps? Such as, say, an Imagination Station?
Not at all, Eugene.
Huh? You know my name? Well, of course you do. Mr. Whittaker must have mentioned it to you before you disappeared so mysteriously this morning.
My business isn't with you for the moment. Joanne?
Yes?
Do what your head says you must, but your heart dreads.
What?
It's time to stay home. You may give up your travels. Your work with the missions is done for now.
Excuse me, what's your name?
Malachi.
I'm sorry, Malachi, but I don't see how it's your place to say such a thing.
I was sent to tell you.
By who? The missions board?
No.
Well, then forgive me, but it's probably none of your business.
You may continue on your present course, and some good may come of it. But it's the will of the one who called you to stop for now. You're no longer needed for the time being.
Not needed? Now, I know you don't know what you're talking about. I am needed. There's no one else to take my place. This is silly. Jack, say something.
I've seen you somewhere before, haven't I?
What?
Oh, thank you, Jack. Mr. Malachi, what makes you think you can walk in here and say these things to me? Who do you think you are?
It's not who I think I am, Joanne. It's who I am.
And who are you exactly?
I'm an angel.
Said he's an angel.
Oh, well, sure, I could say I'm a kumquat, but it doesn't
make
me one.
But it's obvious you're not a kumquat. Malachi could be who he said he is.
Okay,
did
so
you
what
know about this angel
told
claim,
he was an angel, and then
no.
What, he flew away?
He smiled and walked out like he just dropped in past the time.
Did he tell you he was an angel?
Yes, he told me.
What? Wait.
Oh, hmm.
You knew? Oh, thanks, Dad. You could have called and given us the heads up.
What kind of heads up, Jason? What should I have said?
I don't know. Something.
Well, what do you think about him, Whit?
I think he's very interesting.
Well, that's not an answer. Do you believe he's an angel, Whit?
Some things have happened since this morning that make me wonder.
Well, I'm certain there's a rational explanation for everything.
What amazes me is that he was so right with what he said. How could he know that Joanne and I have been talking about her missions work?
Yes.
Oh, come on, there are ways.
Well, what do you mean, Jason?
Well, surveillance of some kind.
Surveillance?
Yeah.
You mean you think we're being bugged or watched or followed?
It's the only explanation that makes any sense. I mean, think about it. He breaks into Wits End and is found unconscious in the imagination station?
Yeah, how about that?
Well, what if he wasn't unconscious at all? I mean, what if he broke in and was putting in some listening devices or something, and then he heard you and Eugene come in? So he thinks fast, he hides in the imagination station. Well, inevitably, you find him and he feigns illness to keep from answering embarrassing questions. Yeah, and then what happened at the hospital?
He disappeared.
Exactly. And he suddenly shows up at Jax and Joanne's shop with some kind of message to keep her from traveling with a missions board. I'm sorry, it's a little too convenient.
Yes, but to pretend to be an angel?
Stranger things have happened.
I don't know, Jason. Sounds pretty far-fetched to me.
Oh, more far-fetched than believing he's actually an angel?
And then there's his name, too.
What about it?
Well, I was just thinking about it. It's rather predictable.
What do you mean?
Well, it's from the Hebrew. It's a general word that means my messenger. Anybody with even a superficial knowledge of the language could have come up with Malachi.
Come on. This is absurd. I'm going to settle this whole thing right now.
Oh, how?
Just leave it to me. Dad, can I see you in your office?
Sure.
Well, what do you think they're up to?
Establishing a plausible and rational answer to this mystery, I hope.
If they can.
Jack, you're beginning to sound like you believe he's really an angel.
Well, it's the oddest thing.
What is?
I think I've seen him before.
You have? Where?
In my dreams.
Oh.
Okay, Jonathan, yeah, thanks. I really appreciate it. No, really, it's all right. I'll let you know how things turn out. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
So, did your old friends have anything helpful to say?
Well, not really. I called everybody I could think of. The intelligence agency, the FBI, the Pentagon. None of them were aware of any kind of surveillance going on around here, domestic or foreign. Oh, wait a minute. I could call Bob Adams at the Federal Security Agency in Maryland. Yeah, he might know something.
Jason.
What?
Wait.
Why?
Look, I don't believe Malachi is what you think he is. He's not a spy.
Come on, Dad. If you're going to try to convince me that he's some kind of extraterrestrial being, well, you got your work cut out for you.
You don't believe in angels?
Well, sure I do. But only in the sense that they do things invisibly. I mean, they don't just show up and start dishing out messages like heavenly telegrams.
Oh, why not? Angels appeared in the Bible and delivered messages that way. Why not now?
Well, because it's just... Look, I'm not going to have a theological argument about this, okay? I just want to make a few more calls.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I see that look in your eyes.
What look?
That look you get when you're back in that world.
Which world?
The world of spies, espionage, mysteries.
Dad, a few phone calls isn't the same as being back in that world.
Ah, but you still have that look. Jason, I haven't been your father all these years just to turn into a stranger now. You haven't been happy lately, and I know it.
Has it been that obvious?
Well, maybe not to everyone, but I've noticed. What do you want to do?
Well, that's just the problem, Dad. I don't know.
Well, do you want to go back to work for the agency?
No, you know, I really don't. That world, as you call it, doesn't have a lot of appeal for me anymore. Hmm. All the sneaking around and deception, the political games... I mean, I want to travel, I want to do things, but not that. You know, I'd like to put my faith to work somehow.
Well, you do that here at Wits End.
Oh, I know, but I need something else.
Something other than this?
Yeah. You understand, don't you, Dad?
I understand, son.
Look, I'll tell you what. If I can't get any answers from my friends, then maybe I'll believe that Malachi is an angel. And who knows? Maybe he has a message for me in all of this.
Well, maybe he does.
Hiya, how you two doing?
Well, all things considered.
You seem to be in a buoyant mood, Mr. Riley.
It turned into a wonderful day. Is Whit around?
I'm right here, Tom.
Oh, good. You haven't seen that Malachi fellow, have you?
You know about him?
Oh, better than that. I met him at my farm.
You did?
Sure. Whit brought him.
Whit, why aren't you telling us these things?
Well, it didn't seem like anyone else's business but Tom's.
then you know that Malachi claims to be an angel.
Yeah, and I think it's more than a claim, though.
What do you mean, pray tell?
I think he is an angel.
What?
You're kidding.
I couldn't be more serious. It's amazing, I tell you. Amazing.
Is that Timmy's diary?
It sure is. And it's been like a breath of fresh air through my pale old bones.
Is somebody going to tell us what's going on?
Well, Malachi told me where I could find this diary of my son Timmy. It was buried under Timmy's cabin with some other treasures of his. Whit, he wrote in it the whole summer before he died. It's something to behold. Now, just listen to this. He wrote this while he was at camp. Today I took a long walk in the woods and tried to pray like I never prayed before. And I did. The woods were so quiet and the sun was so bright that I felt like I was praying for the first time. It's like my faith was real for the first time. My dad told me it would be like this, but I didn't really think so. Now, did you hear that, Whit? It was real to him.
That's wonderful, Tom.
But now here's the thing. Later on, one of the counselors at camp talked to them about storing up their treasures in heaven. The counselor was talking about putting too much affection on the things of this world. So Timmy got to thinking about that and decided he'd take the things that he loved the most and put them away in the banker's box, just to go without them for a while.
Oh, kind of like a fast, except he gave up objects rather than food.
That's it, yeah. And that's why he buried his treasures under the cabin.
And they've been down there all these years.
Until Malachi told me to dig there.
Malachi told you to do that? But how did he know?
Oh, beats me. How do angels know anything?
So you're convinced? You believe he really is an angel?
Oh, I'm convinced. My heart feels alive right now, Eugene. And this diary has me thinking. It's given me an idea.
About what?
You know, I had that busload of kids from Oswald Heights tour my farm.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I remember that.
Well, these kids live in the slums of Connellsville and never get to the country, except for maybe a quick field trip once a year. And then Malachi showed me where Timmy's diary was buried, and it all fell into place.
Well, I for one fail to understand how the two things are connected.
Well, Timmy wrote most of his diary while he was at camp one summer, and the experience, it meant a lot to him. And then it suddenly struck me. I could build a retreat center right there on my property around Timmy's cabin.
Oh, a retreat center? You mean with cabins and bunk beds and crafts and all that?
That's right. And I think I'm going to call it the Timothy Center.
Oh, that's sweet.
Now, of course, it'll be mostly for kids, all kinds of kids from all kinds of backgrounds, where they'll learn about nature and farming and even get spiritual help and counseling if they need it. And I'll build dormitories and a chapel and a craft house. And a cafeteria of the whole works.
Oh, it sounds wonderful.
But, yeah. Mr. Riley, where will you find the financial resources for such an endeavor?
Well, I'll put up some of the money myself, and I figure I can talk a lot of the businesses and churches around town into donating to it.
Well, you can count me in.
But it could be difficult getting anyone else interested. You know, people can be pretty tight-fisted when it comes to helping youth.
I don't care, Connie. Even if they won't join in, I'll get the money somehow. This is something that I believe in, and the truth is, I believe that God wants me to do it. So, I've got to talk to the mayor about it first thing tomorrow.
The mayor? You have to run this past Margaret Fay?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Now, I talked to the city planner this afternoon, and he gave me some kind of bureaucratic mumbo-jumbo about Timmy's cabin being a listed historical site. I have to take in a rough plan of my idea and persuade Margaret that... Oh, look at the time. I got a meeting with an architect to work out the drawings. Listen, I'll see you later.
So long, Tom.
Farewell,
bye,
Mr.
Tom.
Riley.
Is it just me, or has everything started going crazy since Malachi showed up?
Oh, it isn't just you, Connie. But then, this seems to be the kind of thing that happened any time an angel showed up in the Bible.
Chaos and pandemonium?
No. Inspiration. And I have a feeling that this is just the start.
Connie's right. Malachi has sure stirred up a lot of activity around Odyssey. But does that make him an angel or not? And what's going to happen to Eugene's job at the college? Or Joanne's decision about the mission? Hopefully we'll find out in our next adventure, so keep listening. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Malachi's message was written by Paul McCusker and directed by Dave Arnold. Our production engineer was Dwayne Harms. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.